Well, before we open up God's word again, I'd like to take this opportunity to speak to the young people. And it's important that you understand what these meetings are about. I know probably you've come this morning and you're thinking, well, there's other things I'd prefer to do. But one day, you are going to realize that God was using this to speak to you. Yeah. And there's going to come an hour and a day when you are going to question, you are going to wonder why, you're going to wonder if all of this is worth it, what this is really all about. There is going to come a day where maybe you will question. Or if you believe in Jesus, there may come a time when your faith may be stretched. Or you will wonder, does God really love me? Or does he really love? We are going to raise those questions. And in raising those questions, the devil sometimes likes to use them. And he would like to try and accuse. And he would like to try and tell you that God doesn't love you, God doesn't exist, you're just going along with it because mummy and daddy, that's what they do. And I have to go along with them. But one day you are going to realize you will ask questions. You will experience, if the Lord tarries, some of the hardships that are to be found in life. Or maybe some of the things that mummy and daddy have spoken about or you have seen them go through, you're going to find yourself, you're actually experiencing the same thing. And you're going to realize and you're going to think about some of the things that have been spoken about in the meetings. Or maybe such meetings like today, and such a thing that I'm addressing right now. You're going to think, hang on a minute, I remember something we said about 2 years ago, something 3 years ago, the pastor said. You see, God tells us these things before they happen. God warns us many times to prepare us that in this life there are going to be trials. There are going to be disappointments. There are going to be things that you put all your dreams to, all your desires, all your affections, and to find that they were completely shattered. It didn't happen. You're going to find that God has something better for you. But you can't see that at the time. You can only see what you want, what you desire. But sometimes God stops us from doing something that if we did it in ourselves, it would be disastrous. Now, if you for a moment were like God, and you've got your best friend, you've got a best friend, have a lot of you got a friend at school, best friend, yes, somebody you share with and go around with? Huh? Yes, some head nodding. Right. Supposing that you heard, and this was a valid statement, that evening that they were going to go in the car somewhere and they were going to face a very bad accident. A very bad accident. Now, what would you do in that case? What would you do? Any ideas? Any ideas? What would you do that you heard and you knew that your best friend was going to have a very bad car accident that evening? What would you do? What would you do?
You would try to persuade them not to go in the car.
Who else would try to persuade your best friend not to go in the car? Got another hand? Yes? Yeah. Would you try and persuade? You would? You would really try and persuade, wouldn't you? And what would you do if they didn't listen and they said, you're talking a load of rubbish. We're going to be perfectly all right. My dad's been driving for years. He's a brilliant driver. It's a silly thing you're saying. What would you do after that? What would you do? Any ideas? Would you try and stop them again? What would you do?
They were your best friends, and you told them something they didn't believe you the next time, you kind of have to address that. If I'm kind of like your best friend, I wouldn't lie to you, it's such and such. So, really, if you don't believe it, it's kind of a lack of trust between the two friends.
Well, yes, it could be a lack of trust between two friends, but sometimes saying a statement like that is an unusual statement, isn't it? They sort of think you're a bit crazy, a bit nuts. Or what else could you do if they just wouldn't listen? What else could you do? Yes, Poppy? Pray. Pray. That's what you were going to say, weren't you? You were going to say that? Yes. Pray.
Pray.
So what sort of thing would you pray to God if you knew that they were going to meet a bad accident that evening? What would you say to God? Any ideas? What would you say? Huh? What would you say? What would you say? What would you say, Jonathan? Hey? What would you say?
Drain the petrol out of the car.
Drain the petrol out of the car. Well, that's an idea. I hadn't thought of that one. I hadn't thought of that. Oh, that's new. But we're talking about praying to God, aren't we? And we're talking about, we know that an accident is going to happen, and we're praying to God, and we're gonna ask Him. What would you ask Him?
Let's put God's vision over them, guarding the driver. So if they try and get into an accident, that will protect them when they drive
them. Absolutely. Absolutely. You'll pray that God will protect them, that He have mercy, that He would give His angels charge over them, and that no tragedy would happen. Now, I want to take that over to Jesus. Did you know that Jesus is a high priest and that He intercedes, He prays to the Father for you? And He is praying prayers that you will be preserved and that you will be kept and that you will be protected. Now, isn't that wonderful? Because He knows all things. Therefore, that is why He prays. He knows. Sometimes Jesus will warn. Sometimes He will speak. Now, where does He speak to us often? Where does He speak to us? Any ideas? Not many hands going up today. Hey, what's the matter with you all? Huh? Where does He speak? Where does He speak, Elizabeth? Any idea? Well, where's something that He speaks to us from? The Bible. Is that what you're going to say? Right. So He can speak to us through the Bible. Can He speak to us in another way? Yes?
If you see something going on and then you know for the next time that God has actually said that, gave Him a warning to do what I should do.
Right, yes. So He can speak through people, He can speak through circumstances, He can speak through a preacher, He can speak through anyone in this meeting here today, and suddenly you can realize God is actually speaking to you direct. You will know because you get that knowing inside when God is actually speaking. Do you believe that God is speaking to us right now? He's using this? Yes, I do. I do. So isn't it wonderful that God is helping us, preparing us? And you young people, as you're growing up, there are a lot of things out in that world, a lot of things that can pull you away. There are a lot of wrong things. There's, and I don't have to tell you, you have it around you. You see people at school, you see things that go on. All you've got to ask is, Lord, please help me. Please protect me from this. And God will do that. Even when you're tempted to go along with them because you feel fed up, let's have a change. I'm sick and tired of this routine. Let's do something cool and different. You can still pray, Lord, please protect me. Stop me. Help me from making a foolish blunder. He'll do that. I've asked Him to do it, and He does it in my life. Because we must realize we're weak. we must realize we're vulnerable. We must realize we get talked into things so easily. And so the wonderful thing is to be aware of that, to not hide away from that weakness, to not say, oh, I'm all right, I've got my life under control, but to say, Lord, I need help. Help me, protect me. And I know God will do that for you.